Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rooney Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich called for more measures to strengthen airport security in addition to other modes of transportation in a reaction to the recent wave of terror attacks in Europe. New Mexico's junior senator announced a new proposal that would expand visible deterrence, provide new funding for law enforcement training in active shooter incidents, and strengthening airport and mass transit security in non-secure areas. Heinrich commented on the proposal earlier this morning.
This is a real focus on the things that keep this country running in our day-to-day lives, whether it's bus depots, train stations, or our airports. Those are the things that we rely on to have the kind of freedom of movement that we enjoy in this country. And while we're prosecuting terrorists overseas, we need to make sure that we're protecting Americans here at home.
The 27th Special Operations Wing at Cannon Air Force Base announced a base-wide exercise this afternoon. The notification specified that there may be potential delays to normal operations, such as increased gate traffic and projected changes in other base operations. The Public Affairs Office confirmed that the exercise may carry over into tomorrow, so some delays may remain in place into Wednesday as well. Habitat for Humanity of Roosevelt and Curry counties will be holding a groundbreaking and an impressive one at that. The organization will begin work on their 13th home in the local area and the 6th in Clovis coming up 2 weeks from Thursday on April 21st. The public is invited to the event and meet the family that will be helping with the building of their home. Habitat organizers said that volunteers and financial contributions are always in demand. The first home built by the local organization was in Portales in 2003. Followed by the dedication of the first home in Clovis in 2005. And a meeting will be held this evening for team captains in the upcoming Clovis Relay for Life event that will be held the first week of May. Team captains are encouraged to attend the meeting, which will take place at the Clovis Carver Public Library beginning at 6:30 p.m. And finally, Eastern New Mexico University in Portales will be holding their junior preview day coming up 1 week from Saturday. It is an opportunity for high school juniors to learn about majors, tour the campus, see resident halls, and meet with faculty, as well as have their questions answered. The day will begin on April 16th at 8:30 a.m. in the ENMU Music Building. Take a look now at the better weather forecast for this evening. Mostly clear skies tonight, breezy with winds up to 25 miles an hour and an overnight low of 43. Coming up on Wednesday, we're going to be under some sunny skies and we'll have a daytime high of 73 degrees. The full local news, find us online at kslcountry.com. That's your local news update, part of Rooney Moon Broadcasting's community commitment right here on 105.9 KSL Country. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rooney Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. The special legislative session wrapped up in Santa Fe yesterday, and the Senate Republican leader Stuart Ingle of Portales weighed in on how the legislature dealt with the state's fiscal crisis. He said that adjustments were made in the current budget and balanced last year's fiscal problems without raising taxes, adding that lawmakers wanted to get as much done on the budget shortfalls as they could before heading into next year. Senator Ingle also discussed the failure of the Senate to take up crime bills that had been proposed by the governor, especially on reinstating the death penalty.
The people of the state of New Mexico spoke very frankly. 70% basically said, yes, we want that. Not for everything, but certainly certain crimes with children and policemen. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's that much to ask. And it might just make a difference in somebody living or dying. And we've got to do those things.
The vote was along party lines, with 22 Democrats voting to adjourn and leave without hearing the crime bills, and all 16 Republicans voting to stay so that those bills could be debated and voted on. What has been a prank and spawned nationwide through social media has been reported in our local area, and law enforcement officials aren't laughing. Over the past few months, different communities in states around the country have reported sightings of people dressed as clowns, in some cases threatening others or just using their appearance to scare or harass individuals. Clown sightings have been reported in Roosevelt County, and Sheriff Malin Parker is warning those involved in the pranks to knock it off or face the consequences.
We're taking it very seriously. And if we catch you out doing these kinds of things, there's not going to be any laughing and patting on the back and say, go home. We're going to take you to jail, period. End of story, because this is a dangerous prank that's going to go wrong sooner or later.
Those dressing as clowns to intimidate or scare other residents should know that Parker would look at minimal charges of public nuisance or possibly more severe charges if the crime called for it. Similar cases have been noted around New Mexico and Alamogordo and Hobbs. And the statewide gas prices are on the rise as New Mexico motorists are paying an average of $2.13 per gallon for regular unleaded. The AAA Weekend Gas Watch is reporting that that would be an increase of 3 cents over last week and 12 cents under the national average. Taking a look now at our area forecast for tonight. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 46 degrees and an east breeze at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Better weather forecast for Saturday, calling for a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a daytime high of 71 degrees. That is your local news update, part of Redeem Moon Broadcasting's community commitment to be your number one local information station. Have a great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country.